From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. The eighth round of the UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway Tuesday in Geneva, but the government delegation has delayed its arrival. Stefan de Mistura is the U.S. Special Envoy to Syria.
The government did not yet confirm its participation in Geneva, but indicated that we would be hearing from them soon.
The opposition continues to insist President Bashar al-Assad stepped down as part of any peace agreement. A Syrian newspaper said the government decision to delay its arrival stems from that opposition position. De Mistura said he still believes a way can be found to end the nearly seven-year conflict that has cost hundreds of thousands of lives and displaced millions more.
This crisis, one of the worst in the history of the UN, now has the potential, real potential, to move towards a genuine political process.
Anthony Billingsley, a Middle East analyst at Australia's University of New South Wales, said the Geneva talks are running parallel to a Russian-backed Syrian Congress, along with Turkey and Iran, that seeks the same end.
Really, what you're talking about is one conference which is effectively powerless, but has the moral authority of the United Nations, and the other one which is effectively reflecting the winners in the Syrian conflict.
Meanwhile, on the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another government artillery barrage, a rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus Monday, killed nearly 20 people despite a ceasefire. The U.S. military said it carried out an airstrike against Islamic State militants in northeast Somalia, killing at least one terrorist. The strike took place Monday in the hills near the town of Kandala in the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The U.S. has expanded counter-terror operations in the country since March, targeting IS militants believed to number about 200, as well as the larger insurgency al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors have charged three Chinese nationals linked to a cybersecurity company in China with hacking into the systems of three companies to steal secrets. Sue Song is acting U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh.
These cyber attacks resulted in the theft of internal financial analytical communications from Moody's Analytics, the theft of usernames and passwords, as well as approximately 407 gigabytes of data from Siemens, and the January 2016 theft of global positioning technology that was under development at Trimble Corporation.
The cyber attacks were allegedly launched between 2011 and this year. They're tied to the Guangzhou Boyu Information Technology Company, which is affiliated with the Chinese People's Liberation Army. A Chinese court Tuesday handed down a five-year prison sentence to Taiwan citizen Li Mingche, a college lecturer and non-governmental organization rights activist, finding him guilty of subversion of state power. A co-defendant, Peng Yuhua, was sentenced to 7 years. Li disappeared after arriving on the mainland in March. He was tried in September. It was revealed Tuesday that a senior Chinese military officer under investigation for corruption committed suicide. Zhang Yang, a former member of the Central Military Commission, was suspected of giving and taking bribes. The Xinhua news agency said he was found hanged in his home last Thursday. Indonesian authorities have extended the closure of Bali's international airport Tuesday because of ash from an eruption of the Mount Agung volcano. Monday, authorities ordered tens of thousands of residents near the mountain to evacuate after its first major eruption in 54 years. Victorian State Police in Australia have arrested a 20-year-old man suspected of planning to use an automatic rifle for a mass shooting on New Year's Eve in the city of Melbourne. Shane Patton is the police deputy commissioner.
The male is one of our high-risk persons of interest. We have been monitoring him for a very lengthy period of time. He's an Australian citizen and he's of Somalian parents.
Police said the man was intending to act alone and had not yet purchased the firearm. Britain's Prince Harry is officially engaged to American actress Meghan Markle. A wedding is planned for next spring. In an interview Monday, the prince, fifth in line to the British throne, and the 36-year-old Markle described his proposal.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish. She said, can I say yes, can I say yes now? And then there was hugs, and I had the ring in my finger. And I was like, can I give you the ring? She goes, oh, yes, the ring. So, no, it was a really nice moment. It was just the two of us, and I think I managed to catch her by surprise.
Markle is best known for her work in the TV drama Suit. She's a global ambassador for World Vision Canada, campaigning for better education, food, and health care for children around the world. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my man, my on the Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again today, so leave it open because I'm coming right in. Our first stop today is the Congo with Pamelo Munka in Aminata d'Abidjan. And right after that, Gento by Tom Jackite of Mali and Kuanda by Alik Masheso of Zimbabwe. But we take it to the top right now with Aminata d'Abidjan by Pamelo Munka of the Congo.
Mille pluies sont tombées, mille soleils ont brillé, mon Attentif, faut pas glisser.
by Alik Machesho of Zimbabwe, and before that, Gento by Tom Jackity of Mali, and Aminata Dabijon by Pamela Munka of Congo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda Gisi from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to David Vandy on VOA because he doesn't only expose the African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. David Vandy and VOA, thank you very much.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone is coming up next, and right after that, the Sukus Medley No. 7 by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then Le Johe by Yeroba Diolde of the Republic of Guinea. But first, let's do some Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone.
des amoureux.
Jalousie.
Maladie des amoureux.
Jaloux, jaloux,
maladie des amoureux.
Jalousie,
maladie des amoureux.
Il faut pas rêver, j'ai la cabou. J'ai Mounia.
Le Johe by Yeroba Diolde of Guinea. Before that, Sukus Medley by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat, and I am David Vandy. Stay tuned, I'll be back with more music.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. But if you don't have access to the internet, you can write to African Beat, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. And with that, let's get on to some of your emails. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you doing today? I hope everything is rosy out there. To the focal point, David, I really love the African Beat. It has become part of my day-to-day activities. The reason is that I may want to hide it from people, but it seems it shows anytime they look into my face because I like miming them. And anytime I hear them, I feel that felicity in my cradle where life is hopeful. And to crown it all, David, African Beat is the best. I love it." This is from Justice Abubakar Swallow of Kenema, Eastern Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Abubakar Swallow. And I'll play some beautiful tune for you just now. But let me just send this special greetings to my friend Joseph Kwashi in Cameroon, wishing you and your friends out there all the best today, and hope you have a wonderful day. But right now, let's take on to music. This is Rue Princesse by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire. And after that, Ayong Mvele by Amanda Evieter and JP Kaiti of Cameroon, and Ba Ntambikidi by Tetalando of Angola. But let's go to Rue Princesse right now by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire. I love that place. It's booming.
Oh, yeah, Moudon! Quand c'est gardé, ça a pété! Apprécie ma voix de miel, viens t'asseoir sur le pur crème. J'ai la classe que les filles aiment. Et mes bras sont dix-quoi, bien en place pour les petites haines.
C'est moi qui ai pas de l'écoute, qui t'a chante.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
Bikini by Teta Lando of Angola. Before that, Ayong Vele by Abanda Aviator and JP Kaiti of Cameroon. And Rue Princess by Debado of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington. I want to make you happy, so stay close and don't go away. Let's take the trip now to Burundi with Edna, Sam, and Yakuba in this beautiful tune that I love so much, Kira Dodura.
Take
all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.